Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Time now for the Bill and Jessica Audio Vault. Today, not only is it a Taco Tuesday, it's National Taco Day.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos, no need to ask why. Just open your mouth.
National Taco Day, everybody.
I can't wait to celebrate.
Are you celebrating?
Of course.
You're going to indulge?
Do it.
Yes. All right.
Yes,
very
of
good.
Of course.
Some viral videos going around in the audio vault. Extremely popular YouTuber Mr. Beast made a video message to himself 10 years ago to be played 10 years in the future. Mm. Well, that time is now. So here he is watching it. He was only 17.
Hi, me in 10 years.
Hey.
You're going to see this in 2025.
Oh my god!
It's 2015 for me right now.
This is crazy. Look how young I look,
dude. What if I'm dead?
Thankfully, not dead.
If I don't have a million subscribers when you see this video, my entire life has been a failure.
We actually have dozens of channels with millions of subscribers.
But by the time you see this, I'll have finished high school.
I did finish high school.
Gone to college.
Technically, I went to college. I went for 2 weeks, and then I thought it was super boring and didn't go. It was a community college. We could not afford real college.
Probably be doing YouTube as a job. Hopefully, maybe.
Yeah. Now, he mentions that his family didn't have a lot of money and many people said he wouldn't make it as a YouTuber.
Wow. Look.
Is that crazy?
That's awesome.
Mr. Beast. Another video that's floating around. There's an online debate over this real life issue. You're in a restaurant. There's a shrieking baby in another table. And in this case, a man asked the mother if she can quiet down the screaming
Stop
kid.
Stop it. Stop.
Her reaction was posted. And, you know, it turned into an argument and all that. But they're at a restaurant. There's a shrieking baby.
So this gentleman here is telling me to tell my 8-month-old to stop screaming because he has sensitive ears. I know it's loud, but he's an adult. He can leave. And he chooses not to leave. He's choosing me to.
Oh, it's like that, huh?
Tell me to take my baby out because he has sensitive ears. She's a child, sir. It's not me. I didn't do anything.
You're causing this whole restaurant to have to hear our discussion. They don't want to eat that. They want to eat their food.
You came to me about my child, did you not? You can't remove yourself from this restaurant. No, you're disrespectful, you're entitled, and you're being privileged right now.
I'm not responsible for the way that men have probably mistreated you in the past.
Men? I'm a happily married woman. What are you talking about, baby? I'm 10 years next week. So no one has mistreated me. You've been disrespectful.
Oh my god.
Now apparently this went on for more than 3 minutes. The manager finally came over to calm her down so the restaurant could get back to business as usual. As he did, the kid screamed twice. Oh. So I don't know, how do you feel about that? Do you think that the guy should leave?
Oh my god.
Or do you think that she needs to quiet her brat down?
Oh my god. Oh man. Oh gosh. No, I don't think he's going, you know, should leave, but I don't know. Me in general, if the kids were crying or, you know, something was going down at the table at the restaurant, even in church, like, I just felt like I wanted to get the kids. I would go outside or take them to the bathroom.
Yeah, you feel like you're responsible for your own kids.
So I would do everything I could to, you know, calm them down, go for a walk, go outside, get a breath of fresh air, maybe go to the bathroom, you know, sing them a song, give them a hug. Like, we're doing all the things.
And that's why the kid's crying down, because you're singing them a song.
To calm them down. And, you know, because I would be like, oh, no, not now. Not at this time.
Yes.
Like, let's not do this here.
I was always, when our kids were younger, I was always very conscious of, I was always like a nervous wreck.
Yes,
you know,
I know.
I was always like on edge because, you know, they were younger and it'd be like, stop. Like, all right, nobody else is doing this, you know.
No, you want the child to be good.
Yeah.
You know, you want to have a good experience wherever you are.
Like we always used to joke, here come the Griswolds, you know.
I know. I mean, because you got a big group. I know. We have a big family too.
But like,
I would do everything I could too.
Now that our kids are grown and they're older, like I can see how other people felt when the kids were out of control. Mm-hmm. You know, back then, I think that I would have probably been more like the mother. But now I understand what the other guy's talking about. It's like, whose kid? Shut that kid up, little brat.
No, I've never
screeching
said that.
Brat.
I've never said that.
So no, I mean, I've never said that. And I understand. I like.
I've never confronted anyone. No one has ever confronted me.
I like that wild environment when you go out. Like, I don't, you know,
the
like,
wild you, well, environment.
not where the kid's screaming, but like, you know. There's a time for adult time, but then there's also time like when we went on our cruise, like the adult pool to us was boring. Mm-hmm. We'd rather be
where
there are kids jumping in, right. You know, like yeah. Even though our kids aren't jumping in, you know, like that's.
Yeah, you want more action.
So I don't know, but I do think that, you know, parents need to control their screaming brats.
Oh, my God.
Let us know what you think. 302-858-5117. A firefighter accused of throwing over 100 tampons into his ex's yard.
Boy. Close your purse. I can see your tampons. Why do you need six? What happens to you?
Yeah, a 28-year-old woman in Florida was arrested after she threw dozens of tampons onto her ex-boyfriend's lawn. She also painted them red.
Why would she do all this?
So they looked like they were used.
Taking all this time, money.
She wanted them to look like they were used.
Move on, girl.
Oh, you mean do the whole thing in general. Oh, okay.
Move on.
What's something you just don't get the appeal of at all?
I don't get it. Oh, my I don't get it.
Yeah, people are listing things that they don't get the appeal of at all, like social places where the music's too loud to talk, being mean just to seem cool, and Taylor Swift.
Oh, and Tay Tay.
Yeah. Fox News said there's video circulating on TikTok and Instagram featuring doctors saying that once frozen, a slice of bread becomes completely different and 10 times healthier than it would have been before you froze it. Yeah, here's a clip to one of the videos, though they do admit it's only slightly healthier.
When bread is frozen, some of its starch changes into something called resistant starch. Your body digests it more like fiber than sugar. And toasting it, that can slightly lower its glycemic index. And yes, small studies back that up. But this isn't a miracle hack. The real wins? Choosing whole grain bread, adding protein, and ditching sugary toppings.
Interesting. A young mechanic in Texas went viral on TikTok after showing how his shop's prices for basic oil changes have doubled over the past year from around $39.99 to $79.99. Here's Skyler breaking it down in the video. Man.
They went up again to $79.99 or $120 for a full synthetic, which is actually competitive pricing for an oil change right now.
Yeah.
Which just doesn't make any sense because you can go buy 5 quarts of oil for like $30 at Amazon, but somehow the price of labor is what's bringing the price of the oil changes up. Meanwhile, the people doing the labor don't get any pay raise or anything, so I don't know.
Yeah, the price of labor. Mm. Last week, there was a youth football game in Arkansas where both teams showed sportsmanship by allowing a third grader named John Lyles to score a 70-yard touchdown. Why did they let him do that? Well, John has autism. Before the game, the coaches of both teams chatted about doing something special for him. Here's the coaches and John's mom talking about the special moment.
It just kind of happened, and it was just a pregame audible.
Obviously, we were excited to be a part of the experience, and with about 45 seconds left, he walked over and said, hey, now's the time. We got our guys on the field, and I think what was the most fulfilling for us was when we explained it to our kids, even though they're 8 and 9 years old, they were excited.
Both sides, too. Valley View and West Side. Yep. Their kids, their parents were clapping. Ours were clapping, and our whole team was in the end zone with him.
I cried. Because it was just so special for John.
Yeah, definitely a special moment.
Gosh.
An 18-year-old hockey player named Jackson Drum received a special welcome back at the Minnesota Wild preseason game. Jackson suffered a very serious spinal cord injury while playing prep school hockey, and he spent 9 months away from the rink recovering. Here's Jackson and his mom talking about the injury and the recovery.
He broke his C1 and C2, which is at the top of your spinal cord. He wasn't supposed to have any movement or be able to breathe or drink or anything.
I just believed in myself. I believed in God.
It's just like a miracle.
It felt amazing to be back with my team. All their faces, all the new faces too. They just were so happy to see me. It filled my heart with joy. I'm starting to be able to walk a little bit, and I really wanted to show that there's hope for anyone with a spinal cord injury.
Yeah, young hockey player returned to the rink after nine months. Wow. That's like a lifetime for, you know, the kids not playing sports. Anybody see Monday Night Football last night? Well, what a wild ending.
Now Lawrence goes down, has to get up, breaks the tackle, touchdown. touchdown, Jason Garrett. He was able to score. Oh, man.
One of the more exciting one-yard touchdown runs you'll ever see.
No, there's no kidding about that.
Man, a dramatic Monday Night Football win for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Kansas City had scored a touchdown with only a minute 45 left in the game, and we're up 28-24. Kansas City committed a couple penalties, and the Jags were first and goal on the one-yard line. QB Trevor Lawrence had his foot stepped on.
No, he fell down
by his own teammate while going back to pass. He fell on the six, stumbled while getting up, but ended up running it in.
He did.
And it turned out to be the winning touchdown.
Oh my gosh. I watched that video over and over.
Jaguars, who are 4-1.
He went down hard too.
Beat the 2-3 Chiefs 31-28.
Yep.
Crazy, right? And finally, Taylor Swift. She visited the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. She talked to Fallon in detail about the days Travis Kelce proposed to her.
Oh my gosh.
I think for Travis, the podcast was just sort of like a distraction, sort of ruse to keep me not looking out the windows of the house. Afterward, I kind of realized he's walking around sort of nervous about the podcast. He's like, my heart is racing. I just really want this to be what you hoped it would be, because we've been talking about doing the podcast and announcing the album. I've never seen this dude nervous. He was like, do you want to go and just walk around the backyard and have a glass of wine? I'm like, I'm always going to want to do that.
That's good. Always bad.
Then I realized exactly why all of the windows were curtained and why he was nervous. And
yeah, look at this right here.
It was
right
the
here.
Best possible case scenario.
Yeah, Taylor Swift on Jimmy Fallon. Now, she also addressed the rumor of her doing the Super Bowl halftime show. You know, a lot of people were talking about that and said it was never even an offer. But she was asked her feelings about it. She feels too close to the sport while Travis is playing that she wouldn't be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So she wouldn't want to do it.
Right. I mean, they're not going back to the Super Bowl, though. So
this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She should be okay if she was invited.
You know what like cracks me up is that Jess is so certain who's going and who's not.
Oh my God.
All
I
the
am.
Time.
I
like
am.
It's like not like did you hear
listen,
did you I know it's the Chiefs and I don't think they're going either, but the way that Jessica says it, did you hear they're not going anyway? Like
yeah,
she knows. Like oh she's so particular and like knows who's playing, like so confident about who's going and who's not.
Yes.
When it goes to the Super Bowl.
Yes. Like my dream right now. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
My whole family, we're really, really like excited, and we keep talking about it. Like we're going back to the Super Bowl. Bad Bunny's going to be doing the halftime. We're like freaking out over that. We've already sent out menus to all of us on what we're going to be making, who's bringing what.
We have
Puerto Rican flag plates, napkins, and like our tablecloths are all Puerto Rican flags. We got all those ordered already. So we keep talking about the parade and like different things. We bought stuff for the parade already.
Oh no, that's all awesome. I'm talking about the teams though.
Yeah, it's definitely the Eagles.
Look, like, it's not even like, well, I really hope that. No, it's like, they're going. I mean,
we've
already
bought stuff for the parade.
Like
Jess, isn't that crazy?
Like Jess,
we're like, all right, we need these.
Oh, you're talking about the victory parade.
Yes.
Okay.
We got everything ready now for Bad Bunny.
Okay.
And we started buying some for the parade.
You guys see? You see how she does?
Like, that's like how deep we are in this.
Like Jessa says, yeah, well, they're not going, but you know, I mean, like it's like talking like down to you, like you're like she. She when I say the part of the script, like she's the script writer.
I might be, Bill.
Jess is the script writer for the Super Bowl. 9:33.
We're in deep.
9:33. It's a Bill and Jessica show.